We're holding in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. So we did Sif Tesvav. We didn't do the Mishnah Berurahs yet. So on the Mishnah Berurahs we've cut 9 Vav. Okay. Einar Mesubin. So we're talking about the lachas that they can't eat until. Give me a second. There's a lot that they have to wait. It's talking about a case where they were being yetzer the birchas. That's how I'd say it. Okay. V'ayin repir megadim shemitzadet that feeling lo niskam lotzis birchas so kolach mavarch la'atzmai kibush klulim skugim kifush shalom b'tzaya aim ederach hakav litim kadim shegitim ho. So here's an interesting hechatimsa. The multiple people said the same bracha on the same loaf. All right, they actually are going to, he's going to say the bracha on it, cut out the pieces to everybody, and then each person will make their own bracha. So he cut off all the pieces, and he hasn't eaten yet. He made a bracha, cut the pieces, gave them to them. They're going to make their own bracha and eat. They're not being yotze with him, but since it's from his kikar, they have to wait for him to eat. So they're not allowed to taste it until he eats. They want to cut a piece and eat it. Therefore, it's mutter, the Rama says, for him to cut off all the pieces before he eats. So why isn't it considered a hefsek? The opinion of the Rama, why isn't it considered a hefsek? The fact that he's busy cutting up the bread and not eating. Because we saw before that something which is a part of the needs of the meal, it's not considered a hefsek. So this is what he needs to do, make sure everybody has food. It's part of the needs of the meal, therefore it's not considered a hefsek. So he can give each person no weight. He'll give out all the pieces, and then they'll all wait for him until he finishes cutting and giving, distributing, and then he'll go and eat, and then they'll eat. Even if he told them, don't wait for me, go ahead. Right? He told them beforehand, listen, there's like a large group here, and we'll be cutting a lot of bread. I'm going to cut up all the challah and pass it out, and then I'm going to eat at the end, so why should you wait for me? Everybody should just start eating right away as soon as I give them a piece of bread. So the law is that they say, that he says it doesn't work. They have to wait for him.
Okay. And I thought, which was just a question of code. Now here's the question of halacha.
Well, no, it's not just a question of covet. The reason why is because of the din of covet. But that's the halacha. It's not just a nice idea. Right?
It doesn't sound like that.
All right. Which part doesn't sound like that? It's not a nice idea. It's clearly not just a nice idea. It's clearly a halacha requirement, right?
Yeah, it sounds from this.
Right. But he said the reason why we were sacking this is because that was the proper arrangement of the kavod of the betzeya, that they should wait for the betzeya.
We make halacha because of
kavod? We could. They're what we want. But that's the Taz Binyan Zeb. It comes on the Taz and says, you know what? I'm going to suggest something else. So here we have a situation where the person has a loaf, he has to cut up the 10 pieces. Right? He's going to make the bracha, cut it into 10 pieces, pass them all out, and then finally eat. So he's waiting, they're waiting, everybody's waiting. It's wonderful. Like, why are we doing this? Since they have to wait for him anyway, so him distributing before he eats doesn't really help them either. So, the ain't kedai lebetzeya l'sheichal l'cholechal chalkai, it's not worth it for the betzeya to give everybody their portion before he eats, because they can't eat anyway. So what does he accomplish? If the lahu, they can eat right away, understand. So you know what? He's the only person who's waiting. So it's very nice. You're a big tzaddik. You get everybody else, they start eating, and then they delete. But the lahu is you can't eat anyway. So what was the big nice thing he did? He got rid of their portion before him, and they have right to have to wait for him. So what do you accomplish? Im kain, He says, so what are you accomplishing? Instead of eating right away, you're doing something else. As if something else would be effective, I understand. So that's called Tzarech Suda. But it's not even effective anyway, because what you passed out, they can't eat anyway. So you haven't really accomplished giving them their food yet, because they're still waiting for you. So then it's a half sick already, is also the Chachila. So he says that the correct thing to do is to cut up a piece immediately for yourself and eat it, and then continue to give out to everybody else. This way, as soon as the other people get it, they can start eating. So Mr. Burr points out in some of Taz that he says that the argument that it's a hefsik is because they have to wait. Because they didn't have to wait, so at least his bracha was effective immediately for the first guy he gave to. As soon as he gave it to the first person, they started eating, so the bracha was effective immediately. So that's what he points out in Samo Tess. But since nobody could eat anyway, so there's a big hefsik in the bracha. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch said if each person's eating his own roll, if the Hatzishon has their own kicker, so they don't have to wait to get the mile of Sholem from his. So even though he's being moitzi everybody, so we have a situation, there's 10 people, each one holding the roll, and one person says the bracha, and he's being moitzi everybody with the bracha, which you could do that too. But they don't have to wait for him to eat because they have their own kicker. So that situation, even though they're being yotzi with his bracha, they can eat right away. However, on Shabbos, they need to have, for them to be allowed to go ahead without him, they have to have their own lechem mishnah. Because if they don't, they're being yotzi with his lechem mishnah, they're being yotzi with his rolls. So he has to eat from those rolls first, or his, loaf. Mimu Shabbos, who is in Yomtiv? Sarach, then they would have to, for each person to be allowed to go ahead on their own, they'd have to have lechem mishnah. Sarach, hey, the main lefnei kol echad me'asumin lechem mishnah, each one doesn't have lechem mishnah. Therefore, they're relying on the bracha, on the bread of the betzeh, not just his bracha, but on his bread, because he has lechem mishnah. They have to eat from that bread. Therefore, we're back to the same thing. Once we have to use the betzeh's bread, they can't eat before him. They can't eat before him. Sif Tezayin. Okay. He can't start cutting until the amen is part of the bracha, just like he can't start cutting until he finishes the bracha. As much as he's being moitzi them with the bracha as well, to that amen becomes part of the bracha, and therefore he should not start cutting until the amen is completed. Now, why does he only say Roiv? The majority of the people were there, so you have like 10 people there. He's him and 9 other people. He says the bracha. Every answers amen. One person goes amen. He doesn't have to wait for him. Why not? That's the Mishnah Berurah. And I would say it. Pay dalit. If he's being mitzvah with the bracha, then the amen is part of the bracha, and he has to wait for the bracha to be complete. The bracha, including the amen, to be completed before he cuts. Amen mi pi roiv. Shigamaniyas amen mi chala bracha. The amen is also part of the bracha because it's as it were giving the stamp of emes to the bracha. Alamiyat hamarichim yosimidai ein sarach lahamtim aleim. Shkalmarach b'amen yosimidai ein elatoya. The Mora says that a person who extends the amen for too long is improper, and therefore he doesn't have to wait for that person who's extending longer than necessary. Now, it's interesting, I just want to point out, we learned back in the Hilchos Chazaras Hashatz that, so, in a case where I'm saying brachas, and I'm not being moitzi people with the bracha, so I don't have to wait to continue for the miut. In a case I'm being moitzi everybody with what I'm saying, I have to wait even for the miut. So, by Chazaras Hashatz, he said, since the Mais of the Chazan is being moitzi the Tzibra and the Chiev of Chazaras Hashatz, he cannot proceed to the next bracha until everybody finishes saying Amen. So So over here you're being mekel because it's not an issue of being mamshich and continuing to speak further. It's just a question of cutting. So that one I'm chiyuv to wait for. Yud Zayin.
Sorry, which one are you allowed to? We have to wait for just the
one. By Chazar Sashatz. By Chazar Sashatz, as Mishabur says before over there, that since it was Niskan, he's being moitzu them, especially in a case where there is actually people who are being yotzu with him.
But the one who says it really long, or the one who does,
he has to wait for everybody.
Too long.
He has to wait. He has to wait for everybody to say, finish saying amen before he goes.
Even if it's a long amen.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yud Zayin. But say a pasha yada tchila lakar v'olecho. So once whoever person was given the covet of being the betzeah, we also give him the covet. He takes the food first. If he wants to give that to somebody, that schus to somebody else, he may do so. Okay, peva betzeah. Shu balabayis or misha nosel or mishur slitzoyat tchila. It's either the balabayis or whoever the balabayis designated. So push it. He takes from the plate first. The kibbutz of the chalka lo covered the baruch tchila. I believe tzayel lohitzi. I'm assuming they gave him the cover. He should say the brach and cut the bread for everybody. And be moitzi them. Roy lechab the sheep should yada the kara tchila. It's also proper to continue that covered and allow him to take a portion first. Okay. So the correct procedure is that the betzeah puts it down in front of the person, then the person takes it from there. It does not put it into the person's hands. He should not put the bread directly into the individual's hand, unless the situation is that it's the suda that they make a suda when they bring the obel back from the after the kavura. So and that's so they give him the there they give the bread directly to the obel. Okay, the pasuk says person persa tzion biyadeha remes leprusas amoytzi shenosu biyada b'shas avilus. That's referring to the pasuk in Eicha is referring to that the Klai Yisrael is in the state of mourning. It says, "Peres tzion midel," that the one who's in avelus, we put the prusa into their hands. Now, we put it down. He should not throw it down. Even if it's not going to make the food inedible. Because the cover of the item which the bracha was made upon, you do not throw it. So you have a cover of the reyach, you should put it in front of him. You have the cover of the bracha, you should put it down nicely. In a case where you throw the food down in a way which is going to damage the food, it's also improper. So we'd have possibly two or three reasons why you should do that. Actually, al-pi kabbalah, apparently there's an inyan of throwing it. I was once by a person who does the Kabbalistic things, so he cut the hamotzi, he ate, and then he gave out each person his piece, called out the person's name plus their mother's name, says, Avraham Leo ben Sarah, he threw it to him. And he did each one, he threw it to each person. Why? I don't know. That's what he did. What? This is probably the same thing, yeah, but He wasn't a chassid. He was a sardi mekubal.
But we pass not like that, right?
Mishabur pass not like that. Hoya oval. So we give it to the oval directly. But Shabbos, Paris, oval, Kedarka. Even an oval, on Shabbos, we do it regular. No, yeah, kevel, but for Hesia, imitin labiyod. Because otherwise, it's considered doing Shabbos. Avelus is relevant. We don't do things which are a public manifestation or of Avelus. Rebbe's Bruce of Moitzi, Masha Dein Roy, Lassus Kain, Kesheno, Lolitzma Masale. So that's why we also understand that we don't do that when a person's not an oval. We don't give it to him directly in his hand. We put it down in front of him. it shouldn't be a simon of chas v'shalom of avelus and create a bad mouth for the person. Now this is all talking about the person's amotzi. Later on in the meal, you want to pass the food to them, you can pass the food to them. Okay.
You could pass bread hand to hand and later in the siddur?
Yes. Just the original prusa amotzi. Okay, you test me shena oichol eno yochol v'orach brichas amotzi lahotzi oichlim. This halacha being moitzi somebody with the bracha of hamoitzi, we cannot do unless he's eating as well. But an adult can say the bracha of hamoitzi and give it to the child to eat, even though the adult is not eating, because that's part of chinuch. He's allowed to say the bracha, even though he's not eating. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. Even if the person who's Reuven is being moitzi Shimon, and Shimon cannot say it on his own. He does not know how to say the bracha. So Shimon really needs the bracha to be said. So Reuven cannot be moitzi him. The only way is Reuven would eat also. Birchas moitzi. Who did mechol birchas and hanan? This applies to any bracha where the Chazal Masak and the bracha to say over before we partake a benefit from the world, we have to make a bracha. All of those require the individual saying the bracha to partake as well. The Da'afka Bircha is a mitzvah. So why can I be mitzvah somebody else with a bracha for a mitzvah, even though I'm not doing the mitzvah? Why does that work? So the answer is Shekhal Yisrael Revim Zebazah. Each individual member of Chazal Yisrael has responsibility for the other ones. So Reuven can make the bracha for Shimon, because till Shimon does the mitzvah, birchas mitzvah, till Shimon does the mitzvah, Reuven has not fulfilled his full obligation of the mitzvah. So Reuven is chayiv in this bracha still in a certain sense, because he must make sure that Shimon does it. Therefore he can be mitzvah Shimon as well. Even though the person who is benefiting must make a bracha, you can't benefit from this world without eating, without making a bracha. It's not something which he must do. So therefore, the person who is not benefiting is not mechuyev to necessarily make sure this bracha is done, because the guy says, you know what, you can't make a bracha, don't eat. So this is talking about brachas and a henin for the bracha which you make before the meal. What about per benching? Once a person eats, so he must bench. So at this point in time, it's a chiyuv he must do. So lachara, other if he can't bench on his own, someone else can be mitzvah, even though the person does not eat. The lacha is that midaraisa, that's true. That birchas amazon midaraisa, Reuven can be mitzvah Shimon and birchas amazon, even though Reuven did not eat at all. However, there was a tekana d'rabbanan, and it's not proper to say the lashon of benching unless the person is referring to the food that he ate, and therefore we don't do it unless he also ate as well. But that's a din d'rabbanan. So this works not only for his child, but he has a chiyuv chinuch in his own child, but even somebody else's child, he doesn't have the responsibility. So child wants to eat, child doesn't know how to make the bracha. So part of the chinuch is that this adult, even though this adult is not chayiv in the chinuch, the adult may do the bracha for him. For sure, if it's his own children, but if once they're gedolim, even though they're his family, he cannot be much to them unless he is eating as well. Okay, now if he's saying it, then they're saying it word for word after him. So he's saying it to teach them how to say it, so you can have a person who's a gadol doesn't know how to read yet, doesn't know how to say yet, you know, whatever reason, person didn't learn. So if that's the situation, he's saying it in order they should repeat after him, and he's saying Hashem's name, because that's the only way that they're going to understand what to say. So he's allowed to do that for the purposes of teaching them the right thing. So that, but over here we're talking about not that they're saying after him, he's saying to be moitzi them. So he cannot say the bracha to be moitzi them unless he's eating as well, except for by ketanim. Okay, now, there's going to be an exception to this rule. He said like this, the rule so far is the birchas hamitzvahs, one person can be moitzi another person. Even though they're not chayiv, they're not doing the mitzvah, they don't have a chayiv of the mitzvah. So Reuven heard shofar already. He blew shofar already. He comes to Shimon's house. Shimon's not well, and he says he's blowing the shofar for Shimon. Shimon says, "You know, I'm too weak to say the bracha. Reuven, say the bracha for me. Reuven can say the bracha for him. Reuven, you have to submit. He already heard shofar. Okay, goes next to the house, do it again. He can do it 10 times, right? If he has to, he can do it 10 times. Birchas and Hanan can't do unless he's eating with him. Reuven's being comes to the house, he wants to help him eat. So Shimon says, "You know, I can't make the bracha. You make the bracha for me." He says, so Reuven can only do it if he's going to eat something as well. Are there any exceptions? So there is an exception. We'll see in Sifchav. But it starts off with the cases which are not exception. The whole argument is, you know, don't eat and don't make a bracha. Well, what about a Shabbos? Like, I don't have to try. I must eat. I must eat pas. He cannot be moitzi and without moitzi unless he's also eating as well. However, where is it that he is possible to say the bracha, birchas and hanan, for somebody else, even though he's not eating as well? Okay, so now that the birchas hayayin of kiddush, the ikar is kiddush. Kiddush he can moitzi him because that's a part of that's a birchas betzim. It's a birchas mitzvah. It's a bracha which is used for a mitzvah. So Reuven already heard kiddush. Comes to Shimon's house. Shimon says, "You know, Reuven, just say the kiddush. I can't say the. I'm too weak to say kiddush." Reuven already heard the kiddush. Reuven can say kiddush again, even though Reuven's not drinking any wine. Not only can he say the kiddush, he can say the birchas hayayin for the person, even though he's not drinking any wine. Once he can say the kiddush for the person, he can say the birchas hayayin as well, even though he's not drinking. Matzah, right? So he's being moitzi to the person in the bracha of alachilas matzah. Reuven already ate matzah, and Shimon says, you know, from when he woke up, he wasn't feeling well. He woke up, he says, you know, say the bracha for me. I'll eat a little bit of matzah, but yotzei my mitzvah. Right, Reuven can't eat for him. Reuven already was yotzei. You know, he's not eating any matzah anymore. He can say the bracha of al achilas matzah to moitzi him. He can also say the bracha of hamoitzi to moitzi him as well. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds another kenach that not only the yain of the kiddush of the nighttime, which is part of the whole bracha, even the yain of the kiddush of the day, which all you say is brei pri gofen. So the Shulchan Aruch says he can be moitzi him the brei pri gofen even though he's not drinking. There's a chiyuv of a kiddush makom suda, so right, and when he's making, when he's actually, you know, so he'd have to be eating there. Now this point over here, b'yoyim, it's not so poshut. Not everybody agrees to this. So there's many places who would say that, but b'yoyim, it's just a regular birchas and a hen, and he has to drink. So the ikur psak is that a person should be drinking over there. He should not be much to somebody else in brei pri gofen unless he's drinking as well.
The people. You could just hear it. Does that fulfill your kiddush?
Oh, it's a different question. That means the one who's making the bracha is drinking. The other people have to drink as well. So that's a famous.
Yeah, they're not drinking.
So that's a famous machlokes. Biskarov holds that they have to drink, and they're not yet to kiddush unless they drink. And the Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal said that that's fine. I think the Minigar Elam is that it's fine. It's a chumra that they should drink as well, but it's not a chiyuv.
Kiddush
by day. Mr. Rob says, but kiddush by night, you do not need to drink. It's a mitzvah to drink, you're not mechayev to drink. Because the ikur is the nusach bracha, the kiddush, the bracha of the birchas hayayin, we're making a bracha of kiddush on Shabbos, mekadesh haShabbos, that whole long paragraph. Chazal said it's proper, it should be said over a cup of wine, because that gives a chashivas to what you're doing. Then we said, you know, it's not nice to have a cup of wine, to ignore the cup of wine. So again, we didn't ignore the cup of wine. Reuven and the Makata drank from the cup of wine. Good. Nobody else has a drink from the cup of wine. It's a nice thing. It's not a chiyuv. Shabbos days of the Brisker Rav. What's the Kiddush? Those psukim are not Mikra Din. Mikra Din is the Chazar Masak, and before you start the meal, the covenant of the meal is you have a cup of wine beforehand. So you have to have a cup of wine beforehand. So he had a cup of wine, but you didn't have a cup of wine. So how are you being your this Tekanas Chazal to give a covenant to the Suda Shabbos by having some wine with it? Where's the how are you Yotze? So you must drink to be Yotze to the Din of Kiddush, the Brisker Rav holds. So it comes like Kiddush, but drinking by day is much more important than drinking by night. What's usually for Karen is most people by night, everybody's sitting by the table, you know, the mak, but the shul, the Kiddush, by day, everybody, the Rav says, and nobody drinks. That's like one of these things which we do backwards, you know. By nighttime, the Mikra, then you're not mechuyev to drink. It's not a chiyuv. By daytime, the Brisker Rav Tanis, it's ma'akev in your Kiddush. The Ma'aseh of the Minhag Olam is not like the Brisker Rav, I think, that they hold like this. It's not ma'akev whether you drink or not.
The daytime
for sure. For not for sure, it's not ma'akev. The whole discussion is daytime. Tzadi Dalit. Fil b'shabes shulchayv hainu shokol hashol shudas. Daaf shehem chayv. All three meals, even though you have a chiv, you must eat bread. And a chavul of b'shul mitzah el kadeshi hanam yisad shabbos. But the way that the chiv was set up. There was that you should be in the henna. The chiyuv is you must make a meal out of bread and get that benefit for Shabbos. Give that cover to Shabbos. Main lemitzah atzmachayv. Do I mean the henna mimash and isana in tzarach lecho? Can you submit rish beches? I'll prove it to you. Because Allah is a person who enjoys more fasting than eating. So Allah is he's allowed to fast in Shabbos. For example, if a person had a bad dream, and Chazal say that a bad dream, if a person fasts immediately, it weakens the dream. It saves him from the dreams. He's much happier fasting than he is eating. Zalach, because he doesn't have to eat. So therefore, the Yikr Chiyiv is then of the Hanoa, you can't hang B'klal Shar Berchaz Hanan. So it goes back to being a Berchaz and a Hanan. Okay, I'll be Shein Otoyim. So where's the case where he can make the bracha of a Berchaz and a Hanan and not taste the Yain of Kiddush and the Hamotzi of the night of Pesach?
What goes back to being
the Hamotzi of regular Shabbos?
The other question?
What? I just want to know which. We're saying that the Hamotzi of the regular Shabbos is just a Berchaz and Hanan. Even though you have a Chiyuv to eat the meal, the way the Chiyuv was set up is not you have a Chiyuv to eat the meal, you have a Chiyuv to be in the Hanan, and therefore it's a Berchaz and Hanan. Abishan Atayim, Tzadi Hei. I'm doing it again for you. But Tamba calls that the Birchas Kiddush Achilas Ksais Matzah. He mechayves mitzvahs. Those are mitzvahs. She chayvel on the zechiyim of the person to make the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah matzah. Melo kol nechlosim bechal arvus. Survived to the arvus. The who adin the valel aleph ubeis the sukkis to chayv lechol kazayis pas besukkah. So I can mitzvah to you with the bracha of the hamotzi for the first two nights of Sukkot as well. Ben shal yoyim, the ikra niskan rak lemitzvah v'lo bishil hano. The ikra was to give a kavod to the suda beforehand, not necessarily to enjoy having wine, but to give a kavod to the suda. So that's the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, they could then v'alkein brachzu he b'klal shar b'brachos. A mitzvah is v'kayim alon al bishil yotze moitzi. I'm sorry, you know, I didn't read the Ramah. Ramah says, "Agav yesh lecho b'brusa shabotzel le kodem shiachol pasacher shetenachelus l'teoven v'hu mishum chiv mitzvah." Okay. So he says that the person should first consume the prusa that you took off of the loaf that you made the prusa that you made the motzi on. That whole prusa has a chashivas to it. So you want to eat that prusa? That should be the one that you eat l'teoven. So before you take up other bread and start eating other bread, you should finish off that piece first. Comes the Shabur, Shabur Tzadi Zayin, and says, Kodim, Comes the Shloh, Shagam Yishar Min HaPrus Hazan Moitzi Ma'at, Sheikh Ha'ach Ha'achil Asoy, Kei Sheishar Tam HaMoitzi Befib. The last Moitzi that you eat, it should be from the original Prusa. So the bracha of the HaMoitzi Prusa is what you start your meal with, is what you end your meal with. So you end it off with that flavor of that HaMoitzi in your mouth. Fine. You should not take from this that which you cut for use for a moitzi. for to give to an animal or to a goy. Okay, so if you had a loaf and you cut a piece off, so the piece you cut off, that's the piece of the moitzi, but what you cut from, that spot where you cut from is also part of the moitzi. That was where you cut your moitzi from. I'm sorry, correct myself. He's saying, what he said before, remember, you have a big loaf, you cut a section off, and then from that section you take a piece of yourself and you give it to everybody else. So that section, you should not give it any of that to an animal or to a goy. Okay, Simon Kuf Samaches, Alezim in Pasma Vorkin. You have slices of bread, and you also have a complete loaf of bread, a roll even, which are all from the same species. That's also they're all wheat. We give the precedence to make the bracha on the sholem. Even if the sliced pieces, the pieces which already have been cut, are larger, and even if it's better flour, it's past the kiyah, which means it doesn't have any bran mixed into it. And he has past kiyah, that you still have the kernel, other things mixed into it. So it's lechem shenel eno naki. So the mile of sholem will override, and we use the sholem. Avim sholem misa'arim. But if, however, the sholem is made from, it's barley bread, not wheat bread, the chetichas mechitim, and the chetichas pieces are of wheat bread, filiktana, even if the chetichah is smaller than the sholem. So we have an issue over here. We have the mile of sholem on one hand. We have the mile of chita is much more kosher than sarah. So what do? So the eitz is like this. So you should put both together and break a piece from both together and eat from both together. So you're planning to actually eat it during the meal, so then you should also make the bracha on it as well. If you only plan to use one of them, whichever one it is you plan to use, and that you're not planning to eat the other one in the meal. So now I'm not mechayev to eat other bread, which I'm not planning to use for the meal, because the mile of a moitzi. So then yivso lov. Even though the other one is nicer or better, that's not our concern. Okay, Mishabura. Mivorach ala sholem. Mishum hider mitzvah, there's a hider mitzvah to give mivorach on the sholem. It's covered to the mitzvah to use a nice one. Vim loha yifon a rak prusa. Matlo yisra kenei lavorach ala. So all there was on the table was cut bread. So they took the cut bread to make the bracha, and then they brought a sholem. So what do we do in that situation? It's not nice to the prusa, which you plan to make the bracha, to put it down. So prusa b'secha shleima mavorach. Again, you make a bracha on both at the same time. So once you make the bracha on the prusa, obviously you will cut from the prusa and eat from the prusa.
You say b'secha shleima?
B'secha means together. Okay. Paskin. Now, there's an issue which we define. How much do you find is considered a shalom? It's missing like a little crumb. Is that a shalom or not? There's a rush which says that as long as it's missing, the ratio of what's missing is less than 1/48 of the total bread, it's still considered a sholem. So, if you have a large loaf and a little piece is missing, it's less than 1/48 of the full loaf, that's still considered a sholem.
Even if nicker, like a big bite chomped out of the loaf or something, or a corner broken off a
matzah. Even if nicker, he's medayikin because our masakin by Eruv. The way they used to make it, the Eruv was already the Eruv, the wall, the mechitza, but the Eruv, the Ruvach HaTeres. So you have to put, the way they did it was Bezman Chazal, each week they would make a new Ruvach HaTeres with the bread, because the bread was stale from the previous week. Right? So how did you do it? Each member of the Chotzer would contribute something. Look, they have to contribute a Sholem. because it's starts doing pieces. It's, you know, people get insulted. Chazar Masak, and everybody has to give a sholem. You have to give a full piece. A large or small, it has to be a sholem. The Rosh says, what about if I made even if it's a very large one, but I had to take a challah, the sheer challah.
Well, Tanisha,
what?
Take it off of Tanisha, right?
That's true, but the Rosh says, what will be in a situation where a person forgot before, and he must take off the challah, that's me off the challah. So he says, shear for a baker, shear of challah is 1/48. So he says, at least that much, we can assume probably that the Chazal did not see that. Same way, if I take it off for challah purpose, it will not be considered a problem. Who did if it's missing, it's not considered a problem. That's what the Rosh says. Okay, pas kiver of a katan, so we have, they're both wheat, but one is kiver, which means it hasn't sifted out all of the kernel, the outer kernel, the endosperm, etc.
Baker takes off.
Pas kiver because the mila sholem out of tvei a filaboyfin says, even though it's pas kiver, but the sholem is more kosher. But let's say it's a sholem of barley bread versus a prusa of wheat bread. So menich prusa, but tachas a shlema. Kedel kaimet milas a shlema the sarin. You'll get the mile of shlema of sarin. Milas chitin the chashiva tvei misarin. Shibna akdim in posik. Chita is mentioned first in the posik. Kedesiv eretz chitim sara. So we get both. Now zok the mishnah mevur b'shas ikir medin prusa shal chita adifa. That the Ikr Psaka, the Gemara already indicates that really, actually, the preferred one is the Chitzah. Allah says, they shamayim kolamaylus sarach l'nich ha'prusatach ha'shlema. But why not get both mylus? So we combine the two. Because I'm going to run. The Mikomachim im hoysa ha'shlema, we pass shal shifon. If the shlema was made out of spelt, okay. Humash anu karen doga. Rabbi Lachom and Michelle Alano Manu, who apparently they used to use that a lot. Okay. But Prusa Shalchita, Mechanim Hoya Shalsarin, Ein Lahakra Lutzal Ashlemi Maprusa, Ella Yibsal Prusa Lavad, the Shivan Kiel Af Bisarim, Shem the Ein and his Karis Bekroba had you. So, I'm fighting between a Prusa of Chitin and a Shlema of a Shivan, forget about the Shlema, just do the Prusa. Tachas Shlema, afilo prusa gedolo, meshlema nami mitrayv shiniach shteim beyachad. Even if the prusa is larger than the shlema, still you should get the shlema. The mile of shlema is still there, even though it's smaller. But that's all talking about if you want to eat both. You're going to be eating both of them during the meal. But if you're not eating both of them during the meal, don't worry about it. Eloch is the sheni. Well, be shehu lefanav v'humuktim apasik or bechaber v'chashim. It's there on the table. It's earlier in the pasik. It's he liked it better. It's more chashiv. And chayav lechol mimeno b'shilak to hamazuba. I'm a chayiv dina if I don't want to eat right now. Okay. We start with the dafki menu roitzel lechol ela meachol. Now this whole time when you know he has a similarly interest in one of the two. A berzeno shaba who lechol mizam mizah. You know what? I don't care which one I eat. Shem lechol the fun of. So then it's logical. I don't want to, I did not want to eat both, but I want to eat one of the two. I don't care which one. So you might as well take the sholem, make the bracha on the sholem, or on the chaviv, or on the chashav, whatever it is. It would make sense that you should take the one which is more chashav and make the bracha on the more chashav one. Okay, let's hold it here.